Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll shine the spotlight on the governor's race just 2 days before the midterm election and bring you my exclusive interview from this past Wednesday with Republican businessman Tim Michaels, looking to defeat Tony Evers for governor in the great state of Wisconsin. Also, we'll give you an election overview of what's going to be on the ballot on Tuesday. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. My interview with Tim Michaels in just a bit, recorded from this past Wednesday morning. But first, shortly after the interview, the story started breaking about comments that Tim Michaels had made on Monday during a campaign stop in Jefferson County.
Republicans will never lose another election in Wisconsin after I'm elected governor.
Media all over the country were focusing on this remark from Michaels, and it elicited this ad from the Evers campaign.
Did you know Tim Michaels pledged to rig future elections?
Republicans will never lose another election in Wisconsin after I'm elected governor.
He'll try to overthrow the will of the people. Is that the kind of divisive radical you want as governor?
But a spokeswoman for the Michaels for Governor campaign, and that is Anna Kelly, says, quote, Tony Evers is pathetic, ending his campaign in a career with a lie. She says he and his special interest and media allies have lied about Michaels' company, and now they're lying about his policies. To attempt to twist a line about future electoral success is sad, desperate, and unbecoming of a sitting governor. Kelly closes off by saying Wisconsin deserves better, but thankfully, she says, Tony Evers' 4 years of failure are coming to an end. So again, it's a very, very closely contested race. And here's our thinking in heading into this interview with Tim Michaels here just days before the election is Tony Evers has been the head of the Department of Public Instruction for 12 years and now winding down 4 years as Wisconsin governor. But who is Tim Michaels exactly? He's very close to potentially being elected Wisconsin's governor. I had a chance to talk to him on Wednesday. Where are we talking to you from today?
I'm in Waukesha, headed to Oshkosh, and then Sheboygan, and Shorewood, and, I'll tell you, it's like the blur.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me start with this, since you're in Waukesha, because you've made a big issue about crime. I'm from Milwaukee, too, through high school, Wauwatosa East, and been up here in Eau Claire largely since, but followed a lot, the Waukesha Christmas Parade trial, what a fiasco, and then obviously Kenosha. But certainly it's crime and inflation, are those kind of interchanging the top concerns for voters, you think?
Yeah, I'm hearing three things on the campaign trail. Certainly inflation is number one. People are really feeling the pinch at the pump and at the grocery store. And I'm going to put more money in people's pockets. We're going to do massive tax reform in Wisconsin. Number two, I'm hearing about crime. People are very concerned about crime in their neighborhood, in their community. I'm going to stand with law enforcement, get rid of the soft DAs, and we're going to get rule of law back in the state of Wisconsin. And number three, what I'm hearing is education. A lot of parents just are not happy with what's being taught and how it's being taught in their schools. We're going to do education reform in Wisconsin. So those are my top three items, more money in people's pockets, safer neighborhoods and communities, and better schools and better school options for parents.
Abortion, obviously, is something that, in terms of providing your own financial support for innocent unborn, something you did long before you were a candidate in this race, right?
Yeah, you know, abortion, the Democrats are trying to make this a big issue in the race. We actually know that from polling purposes that it's number six or seven. Again, people are most concerned about inflation and crime in schools. But I'm pro-life. I make no apologies for that. I think the really big issue on abortion in this race is Tony Evers. He's the radical here. He's the one is for abortion up until the time of birth. He even vetoed the Born Alive Act, which would allow a doctor to not give health care to a baby that was born after a botched abortion. So to me, that's the extreme issue on abortion.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to those who claim if you're elected, you won't be able to avoid a conflict of interest with your business ventures?
That's not true. There will be no conflict of interest. Between Election Day and Inauguration Day, I will completely divest of all interest in Michaels Corporation. And we have some of the best ethics attorneys in the state and some of the best ethics attorneys in the country that are working on this. So there will be no conflict of interest. I will always be a governor that represents the best interests of the hardworking, taxpaying, law-abiding citizens of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. What is it about being governor? I mean, certainly you've been incredibly successful in business. So what is it about this race and being governor that drew you in and that you've been so you've thrown yourself in so wholeheartedly?
Yeah, Mark, that's a great question. So, you know, if you look at my background, 12 years on active duty in the U.S. Army as an Army Ranger, 25 years serving the men and women of Michaels Corporation. I've served my entire life, and I've also provided bold leadership. I mean, that's how I attained the rank of major in the Army. That's how I was hand-selected to be the commander of the Honor Guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and it's how we grew our business from a few hundred employees when our father died 25 years ago to over 8,000 today. So that's bold leadership. And my wife and I said way back at the very beginning of the year, we don't like the direction of the country. We don't like the weak leadership in Tony Evers. He's failed from COVID to Kenosha. And we said, if we have the ability to make change, to do good, to serve the people of Wisconsin, and we don't, then shame on us. So once again, I'm stepping up to serve. Like you just stated, I don't have to run for governor, but I want to run for governor. I'm humbled and be honored to lead this state. It's the greatest state in the union. We have tremendous work ethic here. We have great communities. We have the four seasons. What's not to love in Wisconsin? But there's so much untapped upside here. And you look at the last 4 years. I mean, inflation is up. Crime is up. Education test scores are down. People's 401ks are down. Something has to change. I'm going to bring bold leadership to the governor's office. We are going to stand always with the hardworking people, the hardworking men and women, and hardworking families in Wisconsin. They deserve to have a governor that works as hard as they do and puts their best interests first. I'm not taking any money. I haven't taken any money from PACs or lobbyists or special interests. I'll be beholden to no one. The only person on the face of the earth that'll have undue influence on me is my wife, Barbara, my bride of 27 years. So that's the way people want it. That's the way our founding fathers intended it to be. I'm really excited about the race coming up or the election coming up on Tuesday. It's looking very good. Why? People are enthusiastic and they're ready for change.
Yeah. This is Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO, just 2 days before the big midterm election. So much on the ballot. We'll offer more of an election overview following my exclusive interview with the Republican gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels, recorded this past Wednesday morning. A slogan somewhat like that worked for another Democratic U.S. senator for a lot of years. Herb Cole would say, "Nobody's senator but yours." He was wealthy enough to fund his own campaign largely. You've put a lot into your campaign. I mean, so that idea of independence, I guess, has a proven history of appeal to Wisconsin voters.
It does. And, you know, I think for good reason. People don't like the way politics is operating today. They don't like the way government is operating today. And that's why we're going to win. People are ready for a change. They're tired of politics as usual. They don't like the direction of government. There's too many special interests that are whispering in one ear or screaming in another ear of a politician or a governor or a candidate. That's not going to happen with me. I've been around the block. I'm you know, not old, but I'm old enough to have a lot of wisdom. I've been successful my whole life. I know how to make plans, execute plans, solve problems. I'm a businessman. I can read a balance sheet. I can read an income statement. I've made payroll for decades. This is the big contrast in this race. Do we want somebody that's actually accomplished things, that has been successful, or, you know, a governor like Tony Evers who has failed and has never even run a lemonade stand? Mm-hmm. You know, if one thing should be going well in Wisconsin, you would think it would be education, because Tony Evers has been an education leader his entire career. But the test scores, the state test score, it's called the forward test, the numbers continue to go down. The national education test, it's called the NAEP test, the numbers continue to go down. So Tony Evers can't even make education go well. Why would we think he's going to do anything else well? And like I said, crime is up, inflation is up, 401k values are down, and education test scores are down. Something has to change.
Tim, let's just do quick hitters on these final subjects here. If you're elected governor, what would you do with the surplus we have?
Well, I'm going to give it back to the people. I mean, I'm a frugal, fiscally conservative businessman. That $5.8 billion surplus in Madison, Tony Evers, he thinks it's a good thing. I think that's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. That means the hardworking people of Wisconsin have been overtaxed. They worked hard to earn that money. I want to give it back to the people. We're going to lower taxes in Wisconsin. We're going to do massive tax reform, and I'm going to put that money back in the pockets of people. They can decide what they want to spend that money on for goods and services that will benefit themselves and their families. That's good fiscal policy. That's actually good for the state economy. And it has been proven over and over by putting more money in people's pockets, the government will actually be better off in the long run. There's going to be plenty of money for education. I'm going to spend more money on education than any other governor has in the history of the state of Wisconsin. I'm going to make sure there's enough money for law enforcement, because that's what I think is the primary role of government, is to keep people, their families, and their property safe. So we're going to run this state more like a business. We're going to be frugal, fiscally conservative. We're going to make sure that state agencies run efficiently and that they know that their customer are the taxpayers of Wisconsin and that they have to service the taxpayers better.
Roads, just in terms of, can we continue to adequately fund road improvements without raising taxes?
We can, and I'm familiar with the road building program, and I think it's adequate right now. We do need to make sure we have sufficient infrastructure in Wisconsin, because 90% of new jobs are created within a few miles of a four-lane highway. It makes sense, Mark. We need to get our product out, our raw materials in. People need to get to and from work. So we're going to have a strong infrastructure here in Wisconsin. I am not going to raise the gas tax. We're going to be smart about what we do here. But my number one priority from my first day in office to my last day in office is always going to be jobs in the economy and standing up for the hardworking, taxpaying, law-abiding citizens of Wisconsin.
All right, last question. What kind of working relationship would you anticipate having with your Lieutenant Governor Roger Roth?
Yeah, Roger is a good man. He's very smart. I'm really happy that he's Lieutenant Governor candidate on the ticket with me. Roger, he was the president of the state Senate. So I'm a bold businessman, an outsider, going to be a great executive leader. But I know that they play a lot of tricks in Madison, inside Capitol Square. So Roger, having that experience in the legislature, being president of the state Senate, I can go to Roger and I can say, hey, Roger, can we do this or can we do that? And then when people come to me and they go, oh, Governor Michaels, you can't do that, I can go to Roger Roth, my lieutenant governor, and say, Roger, can we do that? And he'll say, absolutely, you can. And we're going to get things done.
You're pretty confident. I mean, your final few days of early voting, the polls on Tuesday. I mean, you feel like you're finishing strong here?
Well, we have the pedal to the metal the entire duration of this campaign for 8 months now. And I'm a hardworking guy. I've worked hard in my 12 years in the Army, 25 years growing Michaels Corporation. So we're treating it like we're at a dead even right here, like the score is tied. Yes, we have seen some separation in the polls. We're up a little bit now. The momentum is on our side. We continue to get stronger, and Governor Evers, his numbers continue to get weaker. Why? It's pretty simple. People are ready for a change. They don't want four more years of what we've just lived through, with inflation up, crime up, 401ks down. It's time for new, bold leadership. The old and tired Evers administration is not going to lead this state forward. I'd be humbled and honored to lead the state to new heights, and I think we have so much potential here. It's time for a bold governor that's going to get things done and always put the hardworking families of Wisconsin first.
Republican Tim Michaels, my exclusive interview with him from this past Wednesday morning here on Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. In these remaining moments, an overview of what's going to be on the ballot come Tuesday. Those 13 hours, the polls are open all across the state from 7A to 8P. For Chippewa Valley residents, there are several countywide races, including Eau Claire County Sheriff and County Clerk of Circuit Court on the ballot. Assembly District 67, 68, 69, 75, 91, 92, and 93 all up this year, as well as State Senate Districts 23, 25, and 31. There are a few federal races as well, including House of Representatives. Very competitive race in District 3 with Ron Kind retiring, his former aide Brad Paff, a state senator from La Crosse, a Democrat against a Republican outsider Derek Van Orden, who gave Kind a very close race last time. And now the thought is between he and Paff, I mean, control of the House could be on the line there. Also, the Senate seat being contested, Ron Johnson and Mandela Barnes. A previous Marquette University Law School poll had showed Barnes down by 6. This latest one released on Wednesday, the last poll showing Johnson's lead at just 2 within the margin of error. Other state elections, including Obviously, we've been talking Governor, Lieutenant Governor, Attorney General Josh Call, getting a challenge from Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney. Toney way outspent in that race, but you never know. Also, a statewide race is for Secretary of State and State Treasurer. We've talked about different referendums on past programs here in Eau Claire County, where you have the school referendum, $98.6 million, largely for building, but artificial playing surfaces at both Memorial and North High Schools. Also, you've got the public safety referendum in Eau Claire. We talked to the police chief, Matt Rokas, in the past. Also in Chippewa Falls, that public safety referendum on the ballot in the city of Chippewa Falls. And we heard from police chief Matt Kelm and also Lee Douglas, the fire chief, on past programs. Highlighting, and again, some of those state Senate contests in the 23rd district, it's Republican Jesse James against a write-in candidate from the Democratic side, Dan Hardy. In the 25th state Senate district, former state representative Romaine Quinn vying for the seat being vacated by the retiring Democrat Janet Buley, taking on a former staffer to Democrat Tammy Baldwin, Kelly Westland, who lost a congressional race in the 7th district in the past. Also in the 31st state Senate district, a hotly contested race between Republican Dave Estenson and Democratic incumbent Jeff Smith. Also for state assembly over in the Menominee area, 29th Assembly District, to Republican Clint Moses and Democrat Danielle Johnson squaring off. In the 67th Assembly District, you've got Rob Summerfield facing a test from Democrat Jason Bennett. In the 68th Assembly District, hotly contested race between Republican Karen Hurd and Democrat Nate Otto. In the 69th Assembly District, Lisa Boero, Democrat, against Republican incumbent Donna Roser. Meanwhile, in the 75th Assembly District, you've got Republican David Armstrong running unopposed. In the 91st Assembly District, Democratic incumbent Jody Emerson being challenged by Republican Josh Stanley. The 92nd Assembly District, Republican incumbent Treg Pronshinsky facing a test from Democrat Maria Bamonte. In the 93rd Assembly District, Republican incumbent Warren Petrick being challenged by Democrat Allison Page. We invite you to be listening for our election coverage on Tuesday night, even before the polls close, on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. We'll have the SRN election night coverage from 6 until midnight. So that'll be going on, preempting the Officer Tatum show and Mike Gallagher, so we can bring you the latest, best, most accurate coverage. And then be listening again to our coverage on Wednesday morning here as well, trying to break down the results and bring you comments from as many candidates as we can. So a lot to get to, a lot happening, but make sure you vote. Polls open this Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. all across the state. And go ahead and cast your ballot. Educate yourself still on the issues between now and Election Day. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. This has been a public affairs show of WWIB and WOGO Radio.